Hello everyone, right now I'm in CBD on a wet Sunday afternoon. Well, why am I here? Very simple, I'm looking at properties. For those of you that have been following my channel for some time, you have known that I'm not a big fan of CBD properties. Firstly, they are expensive to begin with. I seriously cannot afford them. Secondly, CBD properties are mainly for investment, and this means for rental purposes. For me, I'm mainly buying for capital gain and never about rental yield. For the longest time ever, I've noticed that most of the owners that bought from the onset have poor odds of making profit. Here, let me share with you my observation. For example, for Condo A, so far, there are 16 profitable deals. The profit they generate is almost negligible after factoring in stamp duty and other expenses. Let's look into its unprofitable transaction. Again, most of them took place after holding them for less than a decade. Not very impressive in my opinion. Next, we have Condo B. There are 36 winners and 51 losers. There is even one transaction that lose a cool 3.2 million. Whoa, seriously, this one even more powerful than Boon Lay Power Nasi Lemak. As for Condo C, this one I call Tak Kong. Out of the 60 resale transactions, 50 deals are losing money. Losses range from easily $500,000 to $2 million. And if we look into their current PSF, they are in the range below 2,000 per square feet. Not too bad, right? It seems attractive in my opinion. Here, what can we learn? Well, there are two schools of thoughts. Firstly, CBD properties look dirt cheap in today's standard. It's worth taking a look again. But be prepared to hold it for the long term. Secondly, this trend could also mean another thing. Remember, most of the original owner bought during the last peak. They have paid a high price for it in the wrong location. To date, most have yet to recover. Could this scenario play out in the foreseeable, in the near future too? You get what I mean? Your guess is as good as mine. Come, share your comments. I'm more than happy to learn from you too.